welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Here's what we have in store for you on this October 31st, 2013 edition.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, pro-gun Sheriff Nick Finch found not guilty by a constitutional jury. Then, the nanny state unleashed. Man arrested and jailed for overdue library book. Plus, prankster Tom Mabe on the real horror from above. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Our top story tonight, pro-gun sheriff found not guilty. Now this, of course, is Florida Sheriff Nick Finch, who released a man from his jail believing that the man had been arrested under circumstances that violated the man's Second Amendment rights. This didn't fit well the local officials in the sheriff's community, and they had charged him with official misconduct. When the case went to trial, he was found innocent on all charges, and he called into the Alex Jones radio show today to share his experiences.
Sir, tell us about the false charges. Testify to the worldwide audience of 3 million people right now. In a nutshell, you've got the floor, Sheriff. What happened to you? What they did for those that didn't really follow the case or only saw state-run media demonizing you? And the entire political system coming after you because they're so afraid of lawmen being Americans. And then what it was like when you were found not guilty. And then I want to warn you, they're going to probably come after you again. You're a smart guy. You know that. But I mean, you're a national figure of honor. And I never talk like this to folks, but I know you're just going to say you did the right thing and upheld your oath, but we salute you, sir, for your courage.
Because I appreciate that, Alex. And when I got elected sheriff, you know, my deep, dark desire was not to become a national figure, but I know that I have, in some aspect, became a national figure, and that's okay. I'm big enough to handle that. But in a nutshell, what happened was one of my deputies made a traffic stop about 30 miles south of the capital of Liberty County, or the county seat of Liberty County. Found a firearm in a fellow's right front pocket. Guy's out there not bothering anybody. You know, he's on his way home. He's 5 miles from the house. And so my deputy arrested him for carrying a concealed firearm. And so I had got a call, and you know, my wife was with me at the time, actually. And I told my wife, I said, ma'am, I said, I wish he wouldn't have done that. I said, you know, I've got Second Amendment issues here that really bother me about that. Now, everybody knows in the state of Florida, the state law says that if you're going to carry a concealed firearm, you got to have a permit. But, you know, I joined the military in 1981, Alex, and I swore the very same oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution. And obviously I agreed with that oath so much that I went to war for this country. So, to me, the Constitution still means something. So I made the decision not to go through with the arrest. I went to the jail. Me personally, I personally went to jail. Now, you've got to understand, Liberty County is the smallest county in the state of Florida, 8,300 residents. These people want their sheriff to be personally involved, and that's what I am, is personally involved. And so I go and I release the guy. I tell the jailer we're not charging him, and I walk out and go home.
And you can donate to the cause of Sheriff Nick Finch by going to CSPOA.org. That is the organization of Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll move on. China moves spy ships to Hawaiian waters in retaliation against the U.S. China has sent a surveillance ship to Hawaiian waters for the very first time in an unprecedented move, which is being described as a provocative retaliation to the U.S. naval presence in the East China Sea. According to a report by GoldSea.com, a 4,000-ton People's Liberation Army electronic reconnaissance ship was recently spotted near Hawaiian waters within the U.S. 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone. Now, I'm not a fan of being spied on by a foreign power, but it makes me even more upset to find out that things are going on in our own country. You know, as bad as it is to be spied on by China, we're being spied on right here in the United States of America. And that leads us to this. Mike Rogers argues spying is okay as long as the government doesn't get caught.
I would argue that maybe the fact that we haven't had any complaints come forward with any specificity, arguing that their privacy has been violated clearly indicates in 10 years, clearly indicates that something must be doing right. Somebody must be doing something exactly right.
But who would be complaining?
Somebody whose privacy was violated. You can't have your privacy violated if you don't know your privacy is violated, right?
And it doesn't just extend to the American people. They even spied on the Pope. As you recall, Wayne Mattson called into the Alex Jones radio show earlier this week and dropped that bombshell, which actually turned out to be true. And I will agree with the gentleman, Mr. Rogers. To a large extent, people don't voice their concerns in an official form, but myself and the rest of the crew of InfoWars have definitely voiced that we don't like being spied on. So why don't you take that into consideration before saying that everybody seems to be okay with being spied on. NSA infiltrates links to Yahoo, Google, data centers worldwide, Snowden documents say. The National Security Agency has secretly broken into main communication links that connect Yahoo and Google data centers around the world. According to documents obtained from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden and interviews with knowledgeable officials. Now, this is nothing new. We heard in the prison scandal that not just Yahoo, Google, many of your other big search engines, NSA, FBI, CIA, they all have been doing these types of things for a while. Facebook said they're going to start tracking your searches via your mouse clicks, which isn't really new information, but, you know, it's now getting more mainstream. So if nothing else, I'm happy to see this news breaking out into the mainstream. And don't forget, Snowden recently just got a tech job over there in Russia. But there's a document I'd like to pull up for 1 second. Now, I'm not a tech guru, but they seem to have broken this down to a level that even I can understand. You can see the public internet, the Google Cloud, and the little bridge in between that connects them with the nice little friendly smiley face at the bottom. So, you know, if you're a tech guy or somebody more adept than I can, you can go through there and see what all that has to say. But for me, that's pretty much the dummy's guide to understanding how they're spying on you. Now, we're going to go to Gigi Arnetta with a special edition of Tyranny Watch. She's going to be talking about Obamacare. She joins us right now in studio. That's good to see you, Gigi.
It's good to see you, Jakari.
Now, there's a lot of stuff. I know you've been all knee-deep in this Obamacare, probably eyebrow deep is more like it. But we saw this article the other day. White House orders insurance companies not to criticize Obamacare.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say that I support the insurance company in any way. I just want to start by saying that I'm not on their team, per se. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're threatening the insurance companies if they speak. And there's a lot of truth, I'm sure, that they have to tell the people, because Obama kept telling them that, you know, you're not going to lose your insurance. And they definitely, a lot of people are losing their insurance. A few million, actually.
Yeah, more than a few. So, you know, what does this mean? Why would the mainstream media come out and report this?
Well, you know, I think that we might actually be turning a corner with the media. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to happen now, but there's some tiny little bit of light in the long dark tunnel.
Okay.
I'm being positive about it, but it just seems like it doesn't matter what it is. If it has to do with the truth, the Obama administration will not have it. And basically they actually told the health insurance companies that there was, you know, they were under a gag order. I do believe that was at least till October 1st. Originally. Now, I don't know what the paperwork or legalities are, but they're telling the executives that they're really not allowed to talk about the pricing, among many other things. And the bottom line is that Obamacare requires certain things, including maternity and a bunch of other things that people like you wouldn't use.
Of course.
They've had to reformat the insurance to match what Obamacare has told them that they think is an appropriate amount of health care.
Let's talk a little bit about inappropriate. Let's go to the to the website itself, healthcare.gov, which crashed right before Sebelius gave her testimony the other day.
Right.
Remember, we had John McAfee on. He said, looking at it from a programmer's point of view, it's made not to function.
Well, yeah. Well, they never tested it. And when the people were asked, what kind of time do you need to test? I mean, 2 weeks was definitely not what they said. They've had 3 years to get this together. And there's got to be a period of time for beta testing, more than one person on the site at a time. And basically, that did not happen. It didn't even happen. I mean, I'm trying to understand why you would give this kind of the volume of money that is being spent on this website. They gave it to CGI, which is based out of Montreal, and then they farm it out to India to programmers who don't test anything. And then Sebelius is saying, well, it has a few glitches.
It has a few glitches, as I believe Kurt Nimmo pointed out. There have been more people to sign up to go to Mars than actually been able to sign up to go to healthcare.gov. Now, our time is short, so just give us
one more thing, and that is, you know, I think I'd rather go to Mars and get Obamacare. Moving on to the next thing. Obama said that you wouldn't lose your insurance. Obviously, that's happening. Now, the way that he's getting around it and saying that he was telling us the truth is that he didn't pull the plug on the health insurance. The health insurance is actually saying, you know what, this doesn't fit our guidelines. Okay, Jhakari, you can no longer have that plan. So that's how he's getting around it. It is, but he still said that you wouldn't lose your health
insurance. Yeah, it's just another lie. Just like, you know, you won't lose your insurance. You won't have to pay more taxes. You won't have to do anything. It's just another long list of stuff that he said. You know, he's not trying to take your guns away. He just wants your AK-47s right. and your high-capacity magazine, and he'll agree with anything Dianne Feinstein says. But Gigi Arnetta, Brett, definitely appreciate your time. We look forward to more Tyranny Watches in the future.
Hey, I've got a lot more for you, but I guess I'll have to wait till next time because Lois Lerner's in the hot seat again.
Yes, and tell us about that.
So Lois Lerner actually gave information about the conservative groups that had put in applications to the Federal Election Committee. So she absolutely violated the law. And under code of the IRS, it is a felony. So when she said she did nothing wrong, she lied. I know you're surprised.
We know better. We know better. Just like, you know, Eric Holder had nothing to do with Fast and Furious. Mrs. Clinton had nothing to do with Benghazi. It's just a string of unfortunate incidences for the Obama administration. Yeah. Well, Gigi Arnett, I know there's a lot more tyranny, and you can be staying watch on this. So we'll look forward to your next report.
All right. Thank you, Jhakari.
All right. Thank you. Now, we'll end tonight. We started with some good news, and unfortunately, we have to end with some bad news, but we have this. Texas man arrested and jailed for overdue library book. Now, the man checked out a GED study guide in 2010. Lo and behold, somebody trying to further their education. And in his particular county, if you check out a book and you don't return it within 90 days and you don't respond to the emails or calls, they will send somebody out to arrest you in the municipal court. Now, this seems like the episode of Seinfeld brought to life. And if you need any more indication, any more proof that you are living inside of a police state, this is it. Arresting a man for a library book. Just like here in the city of Austin, they have no refusal DUI weekends where they can draw your blood. In cities like San Antonio, they do it year round. And also here in the city of Austin, they say if you even ask for a cigarette, you will be arrested. And we'll talk about that more in our next segment. But first, if you like this broadcast and you'd like to see it continue, go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the radio show, the rants, all the good stuff right there. And also stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up a copy of the new magazine. You can see it right here. This is a good special. This is a great addition to get on if you've never been familiar with InfoWars. It has the Alamo stuff in it. So all the guys who are at the Alamo, you can flip through here and see all the pictures and all that good stuff. So check that out at the InfoWars shop. So stay tuned right after this for more special reports.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages, or fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, The revolution against tyranny is growing. InfoWars Nightly News in the last week has been investigating one of the most frightening trends that I've ever seen in the city of Austin, Texas, where I live. And we know that all policing is basically globally and federally designed. And we've been able to confirm that these type of mass roundups of poor people are occurring not just here in Austin, but all over the United States, especially in liberal and progressive areas like San Francisco and Austin, Texas. And this is occurring during times like film festivals, which has been happening this week in Austin. And the issue is, if you're going to arrest homeless people committing crimes, that's fine. But when you go out and then say you're not allowed to panhandle, but then come up to homeless people and offer them cigarettes, and then you arrest them for it, or a woman who's nicely dressed, as witnesses have told us, walks out of a Starbucks, and the police are offering her cigarettes, plain clothes, so she takes a cigarette, that's free association, and they arrested her. And we have video of these paddy wagons driving up and down Congress Avenue, in and around the film festival area, for several miles to clean up the image. So we've got this city, and this is really what the essence of authoritarian liberalism is about. They claim they're liberal, but that's a cover for the fact that they're hyper-authoritarian. They have warrantless blood draws in Austin, Texas. We have an anti-gun police chief, pro-surveillance. The list goes on and on. And now the police are rounding people up en masse, and throwing them in paddy wagons if they sit down too long by a bus stop. If they accept a cigarette that's offered to them, if they fire a cigarette up walking out of a bar and it's 15 feet from, quote, city property, a bus stop or other areas, then they take you to jail. The biggest issue here is that this is how tyrannies have always operated around the world. They first go after the weakest people and set up these dragnet-type systems to go after things that are victimless crimes and in many cases aren't even crimes. This is clearly entrapment on every level. And then there's the backdrop of the mega banks looting the country, laundering the drug money, all the other corruption going on, and those people get off scot-free. But the system targets the most innocent. If you go down the list, America is checking off every box for authoritarianism, every box for oppression, every box for police state and tyranny. It's saddening. Here is John Bounds' investigative report.
According to eyewitness reports, there are citizens being snatched off the streets of Austin, Texas in broad daylight. The culprits offer them a cigarette within 10 feet of the city ordinance business zone. Once that cigarette is lit, or they at least put it in their mouth, they're zip-tied and thrown into the back of a van. Who are these culprits, these kidnappers? They are the Austin Police Department, and it's called entrapment.
As I was sitting there waiting, I noticed two plainclothes gentlemen that struck me as odd, not from their demeanor, but simply from their footwear, which was military combat boots. I initially knew something was wrong whenever they paced back and forth countless numbers of times, fumbling with their cigarette packs, in which they never pulled one out to smoke, as if they wanted me to ask them, or if instead they're offering without even saying the words. A young lady came out of the Starbucks location behind us, and she simply stood next to me. These men did the same exact thing that they did to me, but to her, in which she, you know, fell victim and asked for one. May I have a cigarette? He obliged, gave it to her, and as soon as he walked away, 2 or 3 seconds later, the paddy wagon is pulling up. There's three bicycle policemen there arresting her. When she asks them, what am I being arrested for? They tell her, you know what you did. You know what you did. And in both instances, when I saw this happen twice, there was never a single Miranda right read, period. And when asked both times why they were being detained, they were given no clear answers of why they were being arrested whatsoever.
As far as the packs of cigarettes, they'll have undercover officers here downtown, and the person will go and hold open the back of cigarettes, or hold the top open, then hold them out. And when the person comes over to get one, if they ask or anything, like, is this okay, or give any indication like that, a question or query, they're ticketed for aggressive solicitation. Been quite a few incidents, and as far as witnessing personally, there's been twice.
All repeated efforts to speak with a public information officer regarding these eyewitness reports of blatant entrapment were delayed. I was finally given this cryptic explanation of the violations via email.
So as we get poorer and the rich get richer and they Manhattanize our urban dwellings into their own little playpen, the banks go unnoticed. Every major outlet is reporting that they are funneling drug money through their pesky little hands. So why is it that humanity is on trial? Why is it that sitting down is a crime and funneling billions of dollars of drug money for Mexican cartels only gets you a slap on the wrist?
People get tired, so they sit down. I mean, yeah, we panhandle out here, but this is Austin. You go to jail for every little thing, throw you in the back of the paddy wagon and take you in.
As I scrutinize the APD's monotonous sting on humanity, I noticed two officers standing in front of one of their master's houses and decided to educate them.
You know, you're standing in front of a bank right now, Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bank of America is on record for laundering billions of dollars of drug money from Mexican cartels.
I did not know that.
As the police state's power continues to grow, you better believe that InfoWars.com will be there to report on it. For InfoWars.com and the Nightly News, I'm John Bound.
Before we demonize the homeless, it's important to remember what Christ said. What you do to the least of us, you've done to me. And I get annoyed by aggressive panhandling bums. I get annoyed by the drag rats here in Austin, Texas, and I know you've got them in your city. But we've still got to protect their basic Bill of Rights and Constitution. Because if they lose their basic rights, we will lose them as well. What happens to the least ends up happening to everybody. And that's why it's important to follow suit like the police have done in New York City. Under orders by Bloomberg and Giuliani before him, they would arrest people that sat for more than 10 minutes on a park bench. They would arrest people sleeping in the park. But the face of the homeless has been really changing, not just from winos and drug addicts, but to poor families and seniors and folks that are really part of the swelling ranks of people that are homeless, many of them working homeless, and veterans that live on the street. And despite the fact that Giuliani and now Bloomberg have ordered the police to crack down on the homeless, the police are refusing to arrest the homeless sleeping on the street or trying to stay warm on the subways. And the yuppies are having to be around them and actually see what's happening in this country. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. If we go into a real meltdown depression, there will be tens of millions of people homeless. We've seen the globalists do this worldwide. So we need to right now not let police departments, under Homeland Security direction, set the precedence to just be kidnapping and scooping people off the street. Where a woman walks out of a Starbucks and a plainclothes cop goes, well, sure, I'll take a cigarette. Boom, arrested. This is tyranny. And finally, we need the press and the state-run media to do what the New York police have done. Disregard your orders to demonize the homeless and have them scooped up and basically thrown in prisons. Stand up for everyone's basic Bill of Rights and Constitution.
And that's just another day of tyranny in Austin, Texas. But stick around after this break because you'll get to see something. It's not Tyranny Watch, but Gigi Arnetta talked to Tom Mabe of Mabe in America. He does all those great skits. He did the NSA boom mic deal. Now he's running around with a drone dressed up like the Grim Reaper scaring people. It's a great piece, and stay tuned for that right after this.
Alex Jones here to warn you about some of the most important health information you may ever hear. I'm talking about radiation, radioactive fallout, radioactive particles contaminating the Northern Hemisphere. Conservatively, since the 1940s, the Northern Hemisphere of our planet has more than doubled its background radiation. In fact, that was before Fukushima exploded. Now the levels are going up and up and up. Fish are contaminated in the Pacific, and the FDA, the EPA, and others, they're not worried about it. They've been raising the levels of what they claim is safe radioactive particles. So after more than 2 years of research into how to protect my family, looking at all the literature, talking to the experts, across the board they agreed iodine is key, but of the family of iodine, nascent, natural, non-GMO, non-factory iodine that comes from the earth is absolutely paramount for your thyroid and other functions in the body. The literature, the research, it's there. It's not my opinion. It is admitted that iodine is essential for the health of our bodies overall, and nascent iodine is the best form. Now, we're announcing the launch of InfoWarsLife.com, and we're going to bring you scores of products over the next few years that we're researching and developing. But nascent iodine is the first product we're coming out with because it's so important, and it's also listed as a fluoride detoxer. It does so many other things. Your body needs it, and when you don't have enough iodine, forget the radiation, your thyroid absorbs the sodium fluoride and other things. Nascent iodine and InfoWars Life Survival Shield in double strength at half the cost of the leading competitors. Please visit InfoWarsLife.com today.
You know, here at InfoWars, sometimes things get very, very serious. So we have to break it up with a little bit of gallows humor. You might remember Tom Mabe's video, the NSA guy who was running around with a microphone behind park benches, following people around, telling them, hey, I'm listening in on your conversation, just like the NSA. He's a full-time prankster. He's here with us today to lighten the mood a little bit. Tom, thank you so much for being here on Halloween.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's just go to the ultimate prank.
Epic Halloween prank.
There you go. Now, what people don't know right off the bat is this is a drone.
It's not really a drone. It's a, you know, it's a Grim Reaper being powered by a combination of a quad, a hexcopter, and a jetpack, a small jetpack in the back.
And for people that don't know what that is, what is a hexcopter?
It is it's a copter frame with six props, propellers on it. And the jetpack gives us that power to, you know, swoop down like that.
And where were you?
I was in Louisville, Kentucky, and the locals are calling me a bully. There's a little bit of a backlash from this prank. I thought it was great. Getting called out, being the town bully here. And I had to go after old people or kids. It was just a fun, harmless prank.
Well, there were kids involved, maybe, but
they weren't my kids.
They weren't exactly. But really, where were you in the shot?
Oh, where was I in the shot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was probably sitting in my truck with a camera. So I just hid. We would hide. We had a GoPro on the Reaper itself and two camera guys, me and another guy, you know, just behind trees or whatever. I wasn't the Reaper.
Well, you're a professional prankster. What is that like?
Jeez. I can't yell at my kids. Quit acting stupid. You know, I can't do that because that's what I do for a living. You know, I'm 40 something, mid 40s, and, it's fun, but sometimes I start feeling silly. So I'm starting to rewrite my bits where they're not so, you know, goofy. I'm not going to go pee on somebody to get a reaction. The pranks have to be.
Okay, this is prime time here.
I'm so sorry. No, but there's a lot of pranksters who'll do knee jerks. They'll do shock videos. And when you're 40, you know, 46, you want the pranks to be a little more elaborate. So the answer to your question is, I feel silly doing pranks sometimes, but as long as I make them kind of creative, they're fun.
When did this first start for you?
8 years old, Bullitt County, Kentucky. Someone knocked my snowman down out in front of my house.
Oh, well, that's not forgivable right there.
That's two or three times they did this to me. And I was crying. My mom said, won't you build a snowman in the backyard? I'm like, no, Mom, the whole purpose of building a snowman is where people can see it. They can't see it in the backyard. So you go, and I got this. So I built another snowman around midnight. I'm awakened by a bam. I look outside my bedroom window. There's a pickup truck stuck in our front yard, and there's water spewing out of the grill. I built a snowman on top of the fire hydrant. So that's my first prank, building a snowman on top of the fire hydrant, because some punk kid down the road kept on knocking it down.
Well, with pranks, there has to be some kind of consequence. You got to tell us about that.
With me, you know, I did that thing where I crashed a telemarketing convention where I went to D.C. and a lot of in the state of Kentucky where I live, it's a two, you know, long as one party knows that the phone call is being recorded, you're okay. In DC, it's not the case. And when I went there and crashed a telemarketing convention, start calling these telemarketers in their hotel rooms like 3 a.m, I was breaking the law because it was not a two-party state. Now, at the time, Linda Tripp had gotten a lot of trouble for, recording some calls. So fortunately, the hatred for telemarketers was so bad. So many people loathed the telemarketer that I got off, but I was scared that the consequence for that was going to be huge. Now, the other consequence, just been hit a couple times, you know, nothing crazy.
Hmm. Now, you did the NSA video where you were sneaking up behind people with the microphone. There had to be something happened there.
Map for that one. Thank you for putting me on the map with that. I got a lot of views for you for that. That was a great prank, and you could tell on the video, you know, those two guys weren't very happy. They told me where to go on other things. But that was a fun bit.
Have you ever been approached by the police?
Yes. For whatever reason, when I shoot in Columbus, Ohio, a buddy of mine named Roman Atwood, he's a huge prankster in Columbus. I'll go up and shoot with him. The cops always show up. They arrested our buddy Dennis Rohde. In Louisville, where I live, the cops were really, really cool. I mean, they're the best cops in the world, and they get us a joke as long as you're not harming anyone. But in Columbus, there it's like a witch hunt. No pun intended for Halloween, but yeah. Cops always show up.
And what are you looking to do in the near future as far as pranks?
I'm doing the 12 pranks of Christmas right now. We're starting to shoot. So it's going to be one big prank with 12 different pranks. You know, one of them I'll dress Santa Claus and, I won't give it away, but we're going to have a lot of fun with that one.
Has the way that things are being run in the administration affected your freedom to go out and pursue this career?
Well, you know, laws are always changing. And right now, you know, if you have a camera and officer approaches you, you know, they can't tell, legally they're not supposed to, you know, be able to do anything to you. You know, they'll shut the camera off, go, no, this is my only protection. And a lot of places, but now they're starting to pass laws that it's giving officers more, you know, more privileges and things like that to be a little more aggressive with us. And we've noticed that, especially different cities, Santa Monica, Los Angeles County, I will not shoot out there ever again. Certain, like I said, Louisville, our cops are extremely cool. But they're letting the law enforcement be a little more aggressive.
So you feel the police stayed out in California. What happened before we go real quick?
That was told, well, we'll find something. They didn't know how to mic. They didn't know how to camera. I said, we will find something. You know, we're pretty creative. We'll find something to arrest you with. I said, enough said. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Tom.
Thanks for having me. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
You can see more of Tom's pranks at TomMabe.com, and you can go to his YouTube channel, Mabe in America. We are listener and viewer supported here at InfoWars.com, so we encourage you to sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv. You can give your username and password to up to 10 people, and you can visit our InfoWars store, where you can look at all kinds of great things, including the ProPure, which I can actually tell you, I love my ProPure. I have the big one. And I can have water, fresh water, anytime. And my dog loves it, too. I also bought the ProPure filter for the shower, and it is wonderful. And for the ladies out there, it's great for your hair. So, happy Halloween from the InfoWars team here on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.